This seems extremely bizarre to me that I'm sitting here with everybody 20 years after the founding of this monastery. And I have so much gratitude. Thank you all. And thank you for inviting me to come back. I appreciate Mark's recounting of our early days. And I was in the late 90s in San Francisco dealing with, actually it was the late 80s, dealing with the deaths, the impending deaths of many, many of my friends as I had arrived in the Bay Area in the early 80s, just about 10 minutes after the HIV virus arrived. And in my late 20s, found myself in a situation that I was completely unprepared for and had no idea how to navigate. And that was finding myself with almost a dozen of my friends dying and nobody having any instructions on how to manage that. And through a series of grace is all I can really... All I can say is how that happened. But I landed at a Stephen Levine talk one evening and walked out of that room. A friend of mine who was a Christian monk brought me, dragged me to that, thinking it would be something I would really enjoy since my friends were dying. And I thought that was a little odd because I was trying to avoid the death thing as much as possible. But at the end of that meeting, my Christian monk friend Marcel asked me what I thought of that, and I said, I don't understand a word that man said. I'm from New York, and we just don't talk about living in our heart or opening up our, softening our belly or any of the things that we were being led to do that evening. So I went home that evening and probably had a beer or whatever I did in those days to deal with my suffering. And about a month later, I was at the bedside of my friend who was, in fact, dying. And I was holding his hand like a vice grip and I had no idea what to do. And I just sat next to him. And at the time, I was working at the stock market. And so this ticker tape came across what was left of my mind saying, you can soften your belly and you can keep your heart open even in hell. And I realized, oh, my God, that's that guy, Stephen Levine. So I didn't have any better ideas of what to do in that moment. So I did those two things and had the most amazing sort of meditation with my friend. And he had been in a coma for the better part of the week. And we were, I can't even explain where we were, but we were very connected in somewhere else. And somebody came in downstairs and slammed the front door. And I was like... Jeff and I were back in that moment, and he opened his eyes for the first time in days. We were like, oh, my God. And I thought, something here is working. So a couple of months later, I was working then. I'd left the stock market and went to work with a gentleman named Daniel Barnes, who was working with Stephen and Andrea Levine. And for all the people that are here today, there's some people that are not. And Daniel Barnes was instrumental in us being together at the beginning. And Daniel invited me to a talk that was being given. It's what was Spirit Rock, which was just a large piece of property that they had rented a tent for the talk. And it was a group of Christian monks and some Buddhist monks. And I was thinking this would be a great opportunity for me to regain my connection to my Catholic background. And I went for it wholeheartedly, except I left that day not caring at all so much about my Catholic background, but sort of infatuated by the Theravadan monastic community. And